This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So McCord's here. The Steelers have brought in Shedeur Sanders, Kyle McCord, Tyler Shuck, and Jackson Dart. They've also had dinner with Jalen Milroe down in Tuscaloosa. Mike Tomlin was at Will Howard's pro day. If you are a quarterback prospect not named Cam Ward in this draft, the Steelers have spent some time with you. We're on you. Riley Leonard at Notre Dame, too, I'll throw in. They were at his pro day. So they are in the market for a quarterback. They're doing due diligence. Every time they do this, it leads to them drafting a guy. Now, it might not be it with pick 21. It might not even be in the third round, but they're going to take a quarterback in this draft. So it's just a matter of picking and choosing when you want it to happen. I guess, Donnie, your take was your ideal sweet spot is Will Howard in the fourth round, even though he had the worst combine quarterback workout in the history.
He had the Kyle McCord against Pitt of combine workouts.
Yeah, I mean, he also has a national championship. He was great in those big games. I'm not saying the guy's going to be the franchise savior, but I'd rather just wait on it and take a dude later in the draft than go with somebody at 21.
Now, you don't even want to do it in the third round. You want to?
Preferably no.
Okay. Is that your stance on it, Chris?
I don't really want somebody any earlier, no. I don't think any of these guys are really... I could have my arm twisted into Milroe at 83 just because people say he's such a spectacular runner, but even as I say that out loud, I have a very hard time.
Well, you don't trust the Steelers
imagining
to
them
take
developing
that.
The passing parts of his game that you'd need to develop to make him like a steal and a superstar.
So then, why would you like that pick?
Well, even as I wouldn't like it, I would tolerate it because there are people who think as raw as he is as a passer, he's a useful player right now because he's that good as a runner.
And so he's a gimmick player? So he turns in their new Justin Fields?
I think it's a younger Justin
Fields. Where the game's on
Justin
the line
Fields.
In Cleveland and he comes in to throw a pass in a blizzard?
I would probably say, realistically, fourth or fifth round is where I would start looking at them.
And so who would be your quarterback of choice there, McCord?
They could do worse than McCord. For as much as it was hilarious to watch him against Pitt and just like the instant gratification I got from watching just bizarre pick after bizarre pick, the guy did stand there as a true pocket quarterback and sling it for Syracuse for the majority of the year. I'm not going to be a total hater.
With a bad line, he led college football in yards, but he also led college football in interceptions.
Well, the reason why I think he might be off their table, relatively speaking, is because Tomlin probably looks at that interceptions and crumples up the paper and says, next. When's Shuck going to go? Does anybody have a sense of when he's actually going to go as a 26-year-old rookie?
So
I feel like opinions are very
they are. So
all
Matt,
over the
so
board.
So Matt Miller from ESPN, who I've tried to get on the show, but has told me I need to talk to his PR person at ESPN, and I'm like, I hate going through middlemen here, so we probably won't have him. We do have Mike Renner in 15 minutes, who I think is great, from CBS, and he used to work for PFF, and he was also a contestant on American Idol. On The Bachelor.
He was on The Bachelor. He was on The Bachelorette.
Bachelorette, yes. He was on The Bachelorette. Thank you. So Matt Miller ranked 600 players today in ESPN.
What an exercise.
I only looked at the top 100. I didn't print out 50 pages. So he does not have a quarterback in his top 10. He's got Cam Ward at 14, and he compares him to Jordan Love. He has Sanders at 25. But this is interesting to me because this doesn't make sense. Player comp to Shedeur Sanders. Jared Goff. If I'm telling you right now that you're going to get Jared Goff with the 21st pick, you make that move if you're the Steelers. If my next Steelers quarterback is Jared Goff, the dude's played in a Super Bowl in L.A., and he's played in an NFC Championship game with the Lions. I'll take that guy. Now,
isn't the problem that if the player comp is really Jared Goff, he should go in the top couple of picks? Because Goff went number one, and when he's protected and in kind of in system and in rhythm, looks like a guy who was like a top overall pick.
I said this.
I mean, he cooks people when he's got the right setting around him.
I said this about Sanders months ago on my podcast, and I got some feedback of people loving it, and I got others basically saying, you don't know ball. I said the first time I saw Sanders play, he reminded me of Matt Ryan. And I'm like, yeah, people, stop. Like, we don't always have to comp a slow white dude to another slow white dude, okay? Like,
you're saying we can make cross-racial comps
not
for
every,
players.
Yes. Cam Scatabo doesn't have to be Mike Alstott or Peyton Hillis, okay? We're allowed to change how a guy looks, okay? And Sanders' pocket demeanor and the way he throws the ball reminds Matt Ryan never struck me as a guy that had the biggest arm. He wasn't Joe Flacco, and he wasn't an athlete like Ben. He was almost like a knockoff generic version of Brady. That's how I always thought of him. And that's kind of what Goff is. And that's what I think Sanders is. So that's why I've said I want Sanders with the 21st pick if he's there.
Here's another player. I think Goff's got a better arm, I would guess. This guy had
I agree with you on that. He's got smaller hands than Sanders,
well,
though.
No. I wasn't even going to say that. Of the player I was going to think of as a comp, where it's accurate arm, not really a runner, good pocket presence, but like the arm strength holds him back. Pennington had a notoriously weak arm. I don't think that's fair, probably, to Sanders. I mean, wasn't it that Pennington had a noodle arm?
Well, Pennington also had like 9 shoulder surgeries, and it wasn't great to begin with, and it kept getting worse and worse, and he just turned into a checkdown
specialist.
Size-wise,
though, Pennington was, what, about 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah.
Goff's also kind of a bigger guy. He's like every bit of 6'4", closer to 6'5".
Yeah, he is.
So I would almost look at Pennington, but Pennington was a first-round pick.
Picked over Brady. Jackson Dart comes in at 37 on this list. His comp is Bo Nix. If I told you that the Steelers were getting Bo Nix with pick 21, would you do it?
You're giving me... See, I know that you already know how my brain is going to filter through this. And so you know I'm going to say, yeah, in theory, that's pretty good because Bo Nix looked pretty
Donnie,
good last
would you?
Year. But they're not going to have Sean Payton coaching him. They're going to have Mike Tomlin hands at 10-2 on the steering wheel while Arthur Smith tries to work within those parameters.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with everything you said there, but if you're just saying, hey, you're going to get Bo Nix, based on what we saw from Bo Nix, yeah.
That's a better, simpler, straightforward answer.
So would I.
They're comparing him because Nix is known as a good athlete with a good arm, a very lively arm, and that's what Dart has.
Then you have to go all the way down to 73 on his list to find the next quarterback, and that's Shuck.
What's the comp there?
He does not. Once he gets out of the top 50, he did not put comps on
Forrest
guys.
Forrest Gump with all the knee surgeries and stuff.
Chris Winkie.
Well, I mean, he's got the raw tools. What is he? 6'5", 220, can move, but it's just the injury history is red flag after red flag. Where does he have Milroe?
I was just going to get to that next. Milroe is 82.
I think the team that drafts him has to have an incredibly open mind about how they use him. I mean, the masterclass for a guy that was recently drafted within the last couple of years to Milroe is Malik Willis. And when he got to the Packers, they actually had like a very sharp...
I thought he looked good there
man. Yeah, they had a sharp game plan for him that let him
run
it.
Much to my chagrin as a Kenny guy from that draft,
I thought he looked
very good.
His two, I think, what did he make, 2 starts, Pony?
Yeah, he came in... he actually didn't come in at the end of the... He did for the last play of the Eagles game.
But then
he played
the
next two and they won
both. Balled out, dude. He looked great.
Ran the ball tremendously.
He threw it too, though. They had like stuff that he liked in the passing game.
Will Howard, 85, so just a couple spots below Milroe, and then McCord, 90. So he's got...
What's the knock on McCord, generally speaking? The interceptions is one thing, but like not a great athlete, right? I mean, just kind of, he's
kind of a slower delivery, like a Byron Leftwich,
and doesn't have the howitzer that.
Good arm. I mean, I wouldn't say great.
Leftwich, though, could throw a ball through, like, bulletproof glass.
I'll say this about him, having watched every single one of his games at Syracuse last year. Given the troubles of their offensive line, he stood in there and he made plays, even under duress, that were downfield and were accurate throws.
Did you watch him and feel like the throws he was making were NFL translatable throws?
Yes. Yeah, but the issue with, like, you know how you will bring up sometimes with Tristan Jarry? Like, for 9 shots, he'll look like the best goalie in the league,
and then
the
10th shot, that
was McCourt's problem, I thought.
I mean, I rip Tomlin and say he's too obsessive about this, but as you say that, it gives me, like, the...
Like, I would say almost once a game, there was a moment where I would think to myself, what was... Now, in the Pitt game, it happened about 9 times.
What was he thinking?
But just about every game, I would be like, what went through his mind there? Why did he try to force the ball in there?
What did he think was there that wasn't?
And if that's happening in college, that's only going to get worse when the game speeds up in the NFL. So, guys who throw a lot of interceptions in college scare me.
Well, that's the same thing for me with sacks. You take a lot of sacks in college, I think you're probably going to take a lot of sacks in the pros.
But I almost think the sacks are more... I'd rather have a guy take a sack. I know you're... I mean, it's... Still, like, basically a loss of possession. But I'd rather have somebody take a sack and live to fight another day than just give the ball to the other team.
Can I offer then this counterpoint? If you're throwing a ball that ends up as an interception, one, they're not all created equal. Some of them are tip balls. But, like, there's an attempt being made to make a play, at least, by the offense. If you get sacked, you never have an actual chance.
Well, you have the next play.
Unless it's third down.
Right.
And if you get sacked for, like, say, a 12-yard loss on second and 8, then third and 20 might as well be a punt because it's very low percentage.
Yeah, but I feel like Roethlisberger early in his career would take a ton of sacks and be third and 17, and here comes his friggin' Houdini act. Here comes his play where he
breaks
the back of the other team, where it's like he just pulled that rabbit out of his ass again.
Well, I know watching games, that was like a frequent color commentator talking point. Let's see here. He took 30 sacks in 13 starts his first year. How would you rate that?
That's a lot, dude.
23 sacks and 12 starts the next year. Here's when he started taking them.
Well, that's actually not like Fields has taken 40, almost 50 sacks a year.
From 06 through 09, are you ready for these Ben sack stats?
Go ahead.
46, 47, 46, and a league-leading 50. That's when he, I think, started to feel like, all right, I'm coming into my own as
that's
a passer.
Scott Arians fired.
I'm going to make things happen. That's when I think he started getting...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.